past offseason during the summer, working on his left hand, ball handling, finishing with the left hand. Obviously, he's in his second year, so he's a little bit more like, he know what he can expect. But we had great conversations. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that you have all the answers. You know, you're going to still be exploring the league, and now teams are going to have more antennas up, and how they're going to be guiding you, what you need to do to improve your defense. So constantly, it's about process and learning. But he's doing a really good job, especially lately, of taking care of the ball. And his assistant turnover ratio is pretty high, so that's something that we're really focused on.
Does that help that he's been able to do that while still keeping up all the pressure on the defensive end?
Absolutely. I mean, he's coming off the bench. He brings a lot of energy. His ball pressure is high level. That's what he does, and that helps our team tremendously. And he's learning how to sustain that, how to play on both ends of the floor while playing that style.
You guys played as complete of a game as possible last time out. I'm wondering if you're looking at tape, was there any moments within that game? Obviously, there's always something that you can build upon, but what stood out to you of just ways that you guys have adjusted this time out?
I do love when we play games against the same teams in a short span of time. I think it's a great learning opportunity for our team. We're playing against a great team, great coach. I'm sure they're going to have their adjustments. They're going to come prepared for the game. So I kind of like, I'm trying to anticipate what Quinn has in his head, and I'm trying to get ready for that. I mean, it's at the end of the day, we're really focusing on us and what we need to do execution-wise, what are some of the, you know, limitations that you showed in that first game, some weaknesses that we need to improve on. So it's going to be a fun game.
So much of their offense obviously tends to run through Trey, but now you're getting looks from everybody at this point to contribute. I'm wondering what kind of conversations do you have with guys to be ready on that side defensively?
And Trey is an amazing offensive player, great connector with his teammates. He does a great job offensively. He's so hard to guard. But in his absence, team is all the guys are taking more up on themselves. So Johnson and Daniels and Porzingis and Mikhail, all of those guys, they're trying to do more because they need to step up in the absence of Trae Young. So we got to be ready for all of those guys.
NBA Cup Game 2 for you. You get the win in the first one. Obviously, it's not the ultimate goal. Championship is, but to have this here, does it spike a sense of urgency within the locker room with the guys, do you think?
I believe so. We do talk about the importance of cup games. Obviously, every game has value and importance, but cup games, it's a specific competition. So we're going to try to give our best tonight.
And I know last game there was hesitancy to score the basket late. Everyone's well aware of just how much it means to get as much points as you possibly can when the game is expiring, and kind of letting go of that showmanship.
And that's part of the cup rules. So I don't think there are any bad blood between coaches or players when those situations happen. Regular season games, there is always, and get like what you need to do, how you treat your opponents, and how do you expect to be treated. Cup game is just specific because every point is supposed to count. So outside of those games, like I think sportsmanship in the league, around the league, is pretty high.
Coach, one of the early season trends that we've been seeing is a lot more defensive pressure in the backcourt. I mean, you guys are leading into that in particular. What do you think of that trend, league-wide overall, and are there any sort of trade-offs that come with playing that style?
And every team is looking for some, you know, small advantage there that you can have it. You know, we've been trying to install this for 2 years now. We've been last year, a whole year, you know, really. We were really successful in the second part of the year. We get ball pressure. I mean, there are more teams in the league doing it. I think it's good for the game. I think that NBA fans, they love both ends of the floor. They like to see good defense. They like to see offensive players. I think it's good for the game. So every team is trying to do it according to their personnel, how they fit best for every team.
Coach, after the first game down here a couple of weeks ago, we saw a really good video of you in the locker room after the game, you know, celebrating it. What was it about that first game of the season that generated such an emotional response?
And it's our first win of the game. We've been working so hard for 6 months. It was just, you know, inside locker room, a little bit of celebration with the guys and want. That's it. Thank you.